Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. So excited to be here with you today. We are live. It is the Saturday after Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And we're here because we think it's important to be here. Right, Howard?
Absolutely. That's right. We are not pre-recorded. We are here live. We are expecting lots of phone calls today.
I think people could call in for any reason they want to. If they want to call in and say something they're grateful for or give a shout out to someone they love, I think it's a gratitude show.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off then.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'm grateful that we can be here every week for 9 years. It's almost our 9th anniversary on the show. It will be in about a month and a half to have new information to share with everyone to help so many different people, people that are moving up, people that are moving down, people that are moving sideways, first-time home buyers. Well, people that are just moving from one place to another, just want a different place to live, just are tired of their house and want something different.
People are moving in town. People are moving out of town.
All those different things, and that we can help so many people and see the joyous look on their faces.
That's what I was just thinking about. What a privilege it is to have a glimpse inside of people's lives, because so many times when they're making a move, it's because there's been a major change in their life. So maybe a baby has come, or a wedding has happened, or, you know, families are joining in together to live with one another. I mean, there are so many joyous reasons that people buy homes. First-time home buyers getting out of their parents' house, or any. Oh, we have a caller.
Well, let's get the caller. Good morning. It's Marsh or Marsha or Marcy. I can't tell from Marsha.
It's Marshall Gallagher.
Oh, Marshall.
Hey, Marshall.
How are you?
Yeah, I was just leaving the running the errands to Publix for my wife, and I had you all on the radio because I want to listen to the guys after you. And you hit with a very well-put point of what we're grateful for.
Yes.
In your industry and in my industry of the mortgage world, and North Jacksonville had made it difficult for people living in Arlington.
Yes.
And certain other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people had a really bad attitude about the city of Jacksonville.
Right.
Today, it's absolutely 180 degrees from that.
Oh, absolutely.
So I just wanted to be thankful, and I'm sure y'all are very thankful for being here and doing what we do.
Absolutely. We're so glad you called in today, Marshall. Why don't you tell people what it is that you do, what service you offer, because it is related to our business for sure.
Yeah, my passion is helping fellow boomers optimize their retirement and their equity in their home.
That's
using
right.
a reverse mortgage.
That's right, reverse mortgage.
And too many people don't realize they might be able to buy that house they really want, but they don't quite have the cash to pay for it. And using reverse, they can still make that purchase and not have a monthly payment to worry about. So there's a lot of interesting tools to work with, but y'all are kind of like the cartilage in the knee that pull all these pieces together.
That's right. That's right. And we are grateful that you provide that service, because you do allow people to pick their last home, generally their last home, and they're able to buy it with less money than they would otherwise need. And for so many boomers who haven't prepared properly, this is a fantastic option. And you know what? Even if they have prepared properly, this is still a fantastic option. We really are big fans of the reverse mortgage process for for people to do, to buy a home.
And now that we have a conventional product, it's down to almost no closing cost on a purchase.
Isn't that wonderful?
Those are possible.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get you on the show and spend half a show or maybe even a whole show talking about that.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you so much.
We're grateful for you and glad you called in.
All right, All right, thanks so much. Have a blessed day. Well, that was great of Marshall to call. You know, it's so interesting. We have so many now 55-plus communities.
Yes.
And several of them, at least half the buyers, are using the reverse mortgage to purchase them.
Absolutely.
So the house may be
it's a great product.
$250,000, and some of the people are only putting down $125,000 because they're taking some equity from the house that they're leaving, and then only having to pay the $125,000 and not having to pay a penny more.
And so it's a factor of your age. So the older you get, the less money you have to put down. I love that.
Yeah.
The one thing you have to remember is with a reverse mortgage is you still have to pay your HOA fee. You still have to pay your CDD fee. You still have to pay your taxes and your insurance.
Yes.
But you don't have a mortgage payment anymore.
How about that?
Is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And, yeah, we'll have Marshall on. That way he can talk to us about the different details because there's a cash-out product so you can get money and that helps you pay your taxes every year. There's multiple ways to use this product so that it benefits. And each person who's interested in it needs to look at how it could be tailored just for them.
Yes. Now, he was talking about, living, how nice it is to live here in Florida. We were looking at the news this morning and the weather this morning, and they were talking about a place that I used to live, which was in Cleveland, and expects almost 2 feet of snow coming up this week.
See, I can't imagine that. I can imagine 2 feet of sand, 2 feet of rain. I don't even know what that means to see 2 feet of snow.
It's no fun to drive in. In fact, you just can't at all do it. Hey, we're going to have lots of things to talk about. But I want to talk about what today is, actually. It's International Aura Awareness Day.
Aura?
Like yes,
when people have an aura around them?
The belief is that all human beings have an aura
around
them.
Absolutely. Your energy, yes.
That's right, your energy. It's also National Letter Writing Day.
Ooh, that's a lost art.
That people, really appreciate getting a handwritten letter
rather than getting a text
message.
Yep.
National French Toast Day. I love French toast.
You do? We never have it.
Well,
you need to get it together.
I'm
if you love
get it,
it
together.
Make it.
I'm going to have some French toast. It's actually also Red Planet Day. This is Red Planet, of course, is Mars.
Yeah.
And this was the day that Mariner 4 was launched.
Oh, okay.
To go toward the Red Planet. Huh. Yeah. It's also Small Business Day.
Yeah, with that we love. Get out and shop small businesses. Let's keep everybody open.
Yes. It's also officially Turkey Leftover Day. And interestingly enough, it's the last day to eat your turkey leftovers because tomorrow is a special day for turkey also.
What?
Tomorrow is Throw Out Your Leftovers Day.
We're not like that.
It really is.
We eat all the leftovers. We're not throwing them away. My goodness.
All right. We want you to call in with your questions regarding real estate or just have a happy thought for everyone.
Gratitude. Gratitude Saturday. Hey, call in and tell us what you're grateful for.
Yeah, we have an interesting session, too, on wish I had a realtor. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to answer your questions, and we will be right back. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more.
In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies and make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela Team Advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Ooh, my throat doesn't sound right.
You're
good morning,
hoarse.
Everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Hey, I have a confession to make.
What's your confession? Uh-oh.
You know, we put people in houses by, you know, selling them a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, we are kicking Elizabeth and Reggie out of their house.
What? What?
Yeah. So far, four times today, we're kicking them out of their house.
I know where you're going with this.
We are. I mean, we listed their house yesterday afternoon.
Yep.
They have four showings scheduled.
Yes.
So we're kicking them out of their house four times today.
This is probably the only time someone's being kicked out of their home, and they're excited about it. They're super happy with the whole marketing plan that we put together, and you know, the professional photographer, the photos look amazing, and they are really super duper very happy with us. And we do want to give a shout out to Reggie and to Liz today. And sorry you have to leave your house so many times, but you know, when you put a plan together and it works, you got to get it out of the way so buyers can come in and buy your house.
And yesterday, with the same house, I put a sign in the yard. Before I got home, I got a call, and somebody wanted to see it. And we said, look, we're putting it in. You were home putting it in the computer.
I was home putting it in. I wasn't finished yet.
And I said, let us finish putting it in the computer, and then you can schedule an appointment. And then at 5 o'clock, what time did you get the call? 5?
5:30. Someone wanted to see it at 5:35. That's not much time to give a seller. But you know what? They were ready. Because they know how important it is to, when you have your house on the market, that you live a little uncomfortable. You live with your house spotless every minute of the day, just in case, especially when you first list your home.
And then somebody wanted to put in an offer sight unseen.
Yes.
At over list price.
10,000 over.
Yeah, explain that situation and talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's not always a good idea, right? So when we price a house to sell, what do we always say, Howard? You want to make it beautiful. If it's beautiful and priced right, it's going to sell. Okay. Now, take a person who's never been in it, which means you have no idea if you'd like the house or not, and let them make an offer to you, sight unseen, saying, I'll give you $10,000 over list price. Well, why would we want to take that? We priced it to sell. I do not know if I can get appraisal. She needs to get a mortgage. How do I know if it will appraise or not? I helped them select a price. They selected it, not me. But I helped them formulate what price they should list it at based upon the other homes that had sold. So it's highly unlikely on a VA mortgage that the appraiser is going to let it go $10,000 above the market value.
And the agent told you that they were getting a VA mortgage.
Yes, and they need their closing costs paid, which I totally get.
So they wanted to price it $10,000 higher and then ask the seller to contribute toward closing costs.
Yes, so that way, I mean, it's a beautiful model, trust me. You pay more and you're basically financing your own closing costs, which is fine. It's legal. It's perfect. That's a great thing. But we have to also look at, will the house appraise? And if it won't, it's not a good idea for anybody involved, because it's just going to cause heartache if the sellers can't accommodate that in the, you know, in their payoff, in their net, you know what I mean? The net at the closing table. If there's not room for an extra 10 grand in closing costs to pay, there's going to be a problem, and that deal's going to fall apart. So it's better to talk about it up front with the other agent than to put both parties in a bad situation.
Yeah, it's better to get a full price offer without paying closing costs.
Yes, than to increase a price to a number I don't think we can appraise at just to subtract money down.
Yeah.
Because if it comes in and then they say, oh, you know, it won't appraise. Well, the buyer still needs their closing costs paid for. But yeah, if the sellers who haven't been in the home very long can't make that spread for that buyer, then, you know, it's a problem. It yeah. is a problem. And it seems like a great solution in the beginning, but in reality, it would not work.
Yeah. So you're going to hear more about this house. It's a townhouse in the Arlington area off of Beach Boulevard. That's under $200,000.
It's really off of St. John's Bluff.
Off
and
of St.
Alden.
Alden.
Yeah.
Yes. You're going to hear about that at the end of the show.
It's a great, great, great townhouse. And it should sell this weekend, I would think.
Oh, it's going to sell today.
You think so?
Well, with all that interest right away and somebody wanting it, like, what a sight unseen.
I think so.
It and the pictures look great, and it's had so many updates. Yep. Kitchen, the bathrooms, all the plumbing's been redone. Yeah, it's going to go.
Yeah, new air conditioner, new hot water heater. The entire townhome was updated and, I mean, remodeled in the way that all new flooring, cabinets, light fixtures, plumbing fixtures, tile in the baths. I mean, name it. It was done 3 years ago. So everything is very new, and then the air conditioner was changed in July. Yeah, it's ready for the next homeowner.
Yeah, 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right.
Very nice.
Hey, it was Thanksgiving week, and we want people to call in and say what they're thankful for. And in the first segment, I said that I was thankful for the customers that we are able to assist, the home buyers, the home sellers. I'm also thankful for having you in my life, so of course I have to say that because I want to say that because I feel that every day.
Aw, that's so nice, Howard.
So need to say
I'm
that.
I'm grateful for you, too.
Well, thank you.
And I'm grateful for Alan, too. He helps us do our show, and it makes, you know, everyday people able to get on the radio and get their message out to the public with having someone help us who knows what they're doing.
We love you, Alan.
Do I know what I'm doing? I sit here half asleep most of the time, drinking coffee, listening to you.
Well, you better drink more coffee then, because you can't be asleep.
Could I butt in? You were talking about the weather earlier.
Yeah.
I lived in North Dakota. There was snow up to practically whatever, 70 below zero wind chill factors. No,
what?
Thank you.
70 below, 70 below or
you
seven?
You got it, buddy.
No way.
Did you not snow from September to May?
I couldn't do that. I definitely could not do that. That is not my jam. Show me the beach. Show me the beautiful weather. That's my jam. Mm.
I like Florida.
I love Florida. Love, love, love. Love Northeast Florida especially. Because you do get a little bit of the seasons. It's not like South Florida where it's pretty much sunny the whole year through. At least up here you get a little break in seasons.
Yeah.
3 weeks of winter. Not
hey, Angela,
6 months. Yes, Howard.
What happened this week in real estate right here in Northeast Florida, according to the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors?
Well, Howard, according to the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors, here's what we know. 688 offers got accepted. Now, that's down a little bit. Is that because it was a short week, holiday week?
Yeah, only, you know, one less day.
Yeah, that matters, doesn't it?
Although some people were out looking for houses. And
absolutely, and we were helping them. 393 new homes came on the market. So that's up 5% from the previous week.
Even though there was one day less?
And you know why? It's a great marketing time because against everybody's guidelines, a lot of people were traveling and coming to the area. And as they leave the north and come to the south, and they're looking for, you know, trying to buy a home down here so they don't have to go back to the north. So we always see a lot of increased activity on holidays. 152 of the 393, that's 39%, they're already under contract. 28 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 501 of you closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Super exciting.
That's wonderful.
500 people, 501 people have new homes to go to this week.
That's great.
Yes.
All right. How about interest rates? What did they do?
Well, the 30-year rate, it's only, ready, 2.72%. It's about a full point less than it was this time last year.
That's incredible.
It's super incredible.
And they're
crazy.
They're just at all-time lows.
The 15-year rate, Howard, it fell to 2.28%, which is also about a full point less than this time last year. And the FHA 30-year rate is at 2.38%. It's, I've said this before when the rates were even higher. It's like free money. I mean, 2% is just so cheap.
And you don't need 20% down. You don't need 10% down.
Not for FHA. That's 3.5% down.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful. And just know that rates are expected to continue to be low throughout all of 2020, which what we have about a month left. And to be potentially lower as the virus problem continues.
You know, but some people are happy in their homes.
Yes.
They don't need to move. But if you got an interest rate that's at 4%, 4.5% or more, why not refinance?
Yes. And you know what? If you don't have anyone to call Christine Kennedy because she rocks the mortgage world. And her number is 904-514-6969. She'll help you with a refinance or a new mortgage. Either way, she's there. She's glad to help. She has so many systems in place. It makes her incredibly organized. And we always get to the closing on time. I love that.
Yes. All right. You know what we're going to talk about?
There's no telling when you're talking. There's no telling what's coming. I wish I knew.
We're going to do a segment when we get back called, Wish I Had a Realtor.
Oh, man.
An interesting story about somebody who bought and sold without a realtor. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tensions appear to be brewing between Iran and Israel. The Iranian supreme leader today calling for what he called the definitive punishment of those behind the killing of a scientist linked to Tehran's disbanded military nuclear program, a slang the Islamic Republic has blamed on Israel. Israel long suspected of killing the Iranian scientist a decade ago amid tensions over Iran's nuclear program has yet to comment on the killing on Friday. Illinois has risen to more than 12,000 deaths from COVID-19. The state has also surpassed the 700,000 mark for confirmed coronavirus infections. For now, the Supreme Court is staying out of a dispute involving the state of Louisiana and a Baton Rouge area pastor. He's been holding large services in defiance of state orders. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was up by 37 points. This is SRN News.
Wreaths Across America has a mission to remember our fallen heroes. Every year, we place wreaths here at the National Cemetery. Each wreath is $15 and will be placed on December 19th. Send your donation to Annabelle's of Orange Park at 46 College Drive, Orange Park, 32065. Made out to Wreaths Across America and sidemark your check with FL0642. The deadline is December 1st. God bless you for your generosity and God bless America.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
There was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Up to a 50% chance of showers through Monday. Cloudy skies with a high today near 70. High Sunday 76. And sunny on Monday with high of 76. Low tonight and Sunday night near 63. And low Monday night 36 degrees.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful, happy, wonderful, grateful Turkey Saturday.
Turkey Saturday.
Turkey Saturday. Because it's after Thanksgiving.
Post-Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, yes. We're live in the studio. And, you know, people might not be listening to the radio today. Maybe they're out shopping, preparing for Christmas. Maybe they are entertaining family from out of town. I mean, we get it. That's what happens.
Yes.
And that's okay. If you're listening and you want to call in, the number is 222-8255 and say what you're grateful for. Your loved ones, your dog, your house, whatever. Everybody's grateful for something different. I'm grateful for you, Howard.
Uh-huh. Now you're getting back, huh? I said it to you, so you say it to me. Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. I love it.
It's a weird response, but okay.
I know.
Oh, I heard a kiss come through the line. It wasn't from either one of us.
Alan, what are you doing?
was you, Howard.
It was Howard. There you go.
Uh-oh. Every once in a while, we have a question from a listener who calls us when we're not on the air.
Well, because everybody doesn't like to talk on the air, it can be intimidating and uncomfortable.
And sometimes it's an embarrassing question because they wish they had a realtor.
Yes.
Well, this was from a listener. This was about a month ago. He was looking for a home, and he admitted to me that he was looking for a home shown as being a for sale by owner without a realtor, thinking that he could have gotten a better deal, or thinking that he could get a better deal. So he did happen to find one, and it was in his price range. He saw a for sale sign in the yard, you know, one of those white signs that you buy at Lowe's or Home Depot. Anyway, he called the owner and they arranged for a meeting. They eventually came to an agreement.
On price.
And to buy the home. And it was for $180,000. This listener also told me that he asked for the appliances and yard tools as part of the deal. And he told me that the contract was written up by a closing company. So after the closing and a couple of days later, when the new owner went to move in, he was dismayed that the refrigerator that was left for him in the kitchen was actually the one that was originally in the garage, that the seller had moved from the garage into the kitchen.
Oops.
And the seller had taken the one from the kitchen and took it with him. Not only that, the yard tools that were left was a rake and a shovel, whereas he thought he was getting all the yard equipment, which was a lawnmower, a string trimmer, and a gas blower.
Mm.
So this buyer was clearly upset and asked me what to do. And I said, well, clearly there was not a meeting of the minds as to what appliances were going to be left and what yard tools were going to be left. And I said, well, what does the contract say? So he had gotten the contract out and it wasn't clear. It just said yard tools, and it just said refrigerator.
And that is why you need a real estate agent when you are writing contracts, because we know they have to be so detailed, so detailed, so that everybody understands what is being asked and what the other party's willing to do.
Yeah, he told me that the contract was only a 2-page contract that was written up by the closing title company. We use a 10-page contract
that covers
all sorts of stipulations and indicates specifically what appliances are covered. And when there is a refrigerator in the garage and in the house, we specifically indicate which ones are included and which ones are not, and also whether or not the other appliances such as a washer and dryer are included or not. So this is clearly an indication where there was not a meeting of the minds, and you know, it may be that the seller was not doing something underhanded. He thought that he was doing something that was okay. Perhaps, we don't know.
Sure.
Now, if the buyer thought that the seller did something underhanded, he can hire an attorney. Now, we're not giving legal advice, but this is something that's unfortunate. The moral of this story is this. You don't always get a better deal when you're not using a realtor.
Well, you should always have a realtor because they understand the law. You know, it's interesting to me how many people think they can buy and sell a home themselves, that they're skilled enough or smart enough or know the laws that guide that. I mean, it, you know, sometimes people say, oh, I've bought and sold, I don't know, 6 or 8 houses. Okay, well, I've been to the doctor 6 or 8 houses too, but I still can't do his job. And whatever your job is, whatever it is you do, I can't go do your job either. I know how to do my job, and you should always hire a professional to help you navigate these processes because they can be tricky. And sometimes people have bad intentions and they're selling you something that you don't even know what you don't know.
Yeah, people don't know what they don't know. That's the key here. You don't know what they don't know.
Like so many other things. But we have a caller.
We do. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. Phil from Orange Park. First thing, in the last 5 years or less, I've died three times. The last time was for 3 minutes, 38 seconds, about a year ago. And I never thought I would live to be 82 next year.
Wow.
I want to thank everyone for, I want to thank you and you too for all the good you do, not only for residents of Northeast Florida, but for future buyers and residents and even people that are just listening on the radio. I listen to you after my good friend Joe Pippin every Saturday. And the only thing, ma'am, your partner, in a good sense, forgot something this morning. He always gives us 10,000 different things on National Taco Day, National Real Estate Today. And today he must have had a little extra turkey like I had. So one day I would like to invite you on my little small 70-foot yacht for tea, but we have to wait till after the virus because my three doctors can't even come to my boatyard. So it is what it is. I don't own the boatyard, but my relatives do. So I get a very good rate. Keep positive. I didn't expect to live to be 45. I traveled to every country except for a few that I couldn't with my top secret clearance, and we won't go there, but I'm retired a couple times over, and I probably can get a diplomatic passport if I wanted, but with this COVID, I'm going to go all over Florida in my cousin's RV when I can, when he loans it to me for my puppy and my kitty, and we're going. But take care, and you keep on keeping on. And I'll tell you what, before you know it, like Joe Pippin, you'll have 30 years on the air. And, sir, I'm sorry, she looks a lot younger than you do.
Oh, yes.
That's because I am.
And
she
don't
is
forget, what is it today? Because I have 90-year-olds I have to call and check in and let them know what is today. And I'm not too good on that Google and stuff, believe me. Okay? And God bless you for all the good you do. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, Phil, we are so happy that you listen. You've called in before, and we really appreciate you being part of the fabric of our experience. And we will, when COVID's gone and you want us to come on, sit on your yacht with you and have tea, we'll come do that. That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
And you don't even have to get up to go to one of the three refrigerators. I have a service that takes care of that. So, you know.
Yes, I'll be happy to come join you.
A couple guys in during the morning on an AM show, I won't mention names, but they want to come to one of my houses, my Florida room. I have an 1881 house and a 1960. My dad remodeled. He was a builder. And I have a Florida room with 7 big screen TVs, and I mute them all, but I can watch a little of everything, you know, when there's storms and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, can you send us a picture? I said, no, because they might figure out where I live. And one of my front yards has 5,500 Christmas lights on every night from sunset to sunrise since October 1st.
Wow, that's
now, but
exciting.
The trick is, this is a good realtor trick. You have to only put them to where when you're almost at the house, at the property, because you don't want to light up the whole street until it's, you know, Christmas time. And so, in other words, you don't see it from either direction. And when you get almost to the house, you start seeing some of the recess of lights. But once you're there, you stop, and there goes time for commercial. So don't forget, is it National Real Estate Day, National Time? I think it's National Y'all Day. You deserve a raise. Take care, okay? God bless
you. God bless you. And glad you're alive. And we do have some things in common. You may not have heard the first couple minutes. It's International Aura Awareness Day, National Letter Writing Day, National French Toast Day, Red Planet Day, Small Business Day, and Turkey Leftover Day. And I love the fact that you have a boat. I am a former boater. I've had 4 boats in my time. Then I went to airplanes and flew airplanes for a while. And we also are going to be getting a motor home and traveling the country when we retire someday. And look forward to hearing from you. Anyway, we'll be right back to tell you more. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
I'm glad Phil gave us a call. He seems like a really interesting
fella.
Young man. So
yes.
Sorry that he had those medical episodes in his life, but glad that he is back.
Okay, so what I was really interested in, and it's not the topic of our show, but it is what happened in those 3 minutes and 38 seconds.
Because
I want to know. Everybody wants to know.
You want to know, did he see God?
Yes.
And, or hear from
that
God?
That bright light people talk about.
Yes.
What is it? What's the story? Anyway, it obviously wasn't his time to go. So, you know,
He's
still here. So, okay.
We heard a story this week.
An interesting story.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a caller.
Oh, I
think
do.
You have a caller.
Good morning, caller.
Phil from Orange Park, town of. In that 3 minutes, 38 seconds, I was in a room with the brightest white light. You couldn't see anything except the bright light. In it was my mom and dad dressed in my mom was in a gown, a white gown. My dad had the old tuxedos from the early 70s, and my mom was shaking her finger back and forth, and they were both nodding their heads back and forth. Sonny, it's not your time. Go back to Earth. When
wow.
I woke up, there was a doctor in the ER, not in the Jacksonville area. I was out of the area at the time when this happened, when I actually was visiting someone in a hospital when I went down. And he said, you saw the light. I thought I was in heaven. I said, doc, and we were nose to nose. He said, you're the third person that had that look on their face. And we thought, we tried three times, but we waited an extra 40 seconds for the extra zap, and we thought you were gone. And
wow.
Have a great, we're all blessed, and have a great day.
Bye-bye. Oh, Phil, thank you for calling and sharing that.
Oh, my.
It's so personal, and I
stick
really...
to your principles, and be the good that you and your partner there are, and we all know you're the better partner, but I'm not going there. I didn't meet you all yet.
But I
someday,
love you.
And I am writing one book of 36 chapters. I have 22 done. I promised my parents on their deathbed I would write two books about the adventures and travels, all fictional, of course, and names to protect the guilty, but it's hopefully in a couple of years, I give give it to my buddies at Harper Row to look, and then we battle on the percentage, and we'll get it to print, and then I'll start my second one. And take care, God bless, and do all the good you always do. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Phil. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you calling and sharing. Wow. That's amazing.
That is really moving.
Yes, I'm almost speechless. I'm not supposed to be speechless on the radio.
I'm tempted to tell the story of my dad and the person that he befriended. You know what story I'm talking about, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell it. My dad died recently, as some of you may know from listening to the story, and he was in an assisted living facility for the last year of his life and was in pretty good shape. He was 95 years old. And at most or many assisted living facilities, there are visiting preachers. And he came to befriend this young preacher who was a very, very learned man who happened to be from Africa, who spoke, I think, 5 different languages. And they had great many discussions about life and also about death. And because my dad was 95 and this preacher, this minister, this pastor, whatever you want to call him, was much, much younger. He was in his 40s. He asked my dad, he said, "Send me a sign when you die, if you could, send me a sign." My dad passed away a month or so ago. And when we went to the funeral, this pastor spoke at his funeral. And he said, the day after my dad died, he had this vivid dream. Now, I'm trying to remember whether or not he knew my dad died.
He did not.
He did not know my dad had died. And in the dream, and you and I were there when we heard this story, in the dream, there was a cloud that appeared.
Oh, wait, before you get to that.
Go ahead.
He said that there was water, there was a beautiful beach, there was palm trees, there were mountains. He said it was the most gorgeous thing he ever saw. And what he was thinking was, this must be Florida, which I thought that was really funny because he's from Africa, so he'd never been to Florida. So he's like, honey, we have to move to Florida. It's so beautiful there. But then he said, all of a sudden he knew that wasn't what it was and that he saw, like a cloud, your dad's face smiling at him to say, here's your sign, that it's so beautiful you can't hardly tolerate how beautiful it is.
And he woke up, and his wife, he woke up in a sweat.
Yeah.
And he woke his wife up, and he woke up in tears.
Yes.
And he woke his wife up, and his wife said, what's the matter? And he told his wife the story, and then he found out that day
that Mel died.
That his friend, my dad, had died.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I definitely think there's an afterlife, Howard.
So, and I got the shivers just telling that story again, mm-hmm. but it's an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just had to share that in view of Phil's
story.
Phil's great story. None of that has anything to do with real estate, but I had to share that.
Real estate on the other side.
Yes.
It's so gorgeous.
And I know my dad is happy because for the last year he wanted to go.
You know what? COVID makes it tough for people in nursing homes because they can't see people. They can't have their friends and family come and visit. It's very, very hard. And our heart goes out to everybody who's in a nursing home.
Yes.
Hey, let's talk about the house we have newly listed.
Well, I like that music.
All right.
Hot, hot, hot. Yeah,
all right,
reminds me of a Caribbean beach or something.
Tell everybody why we're kicking people out of their house multiple times today.
Yes, yes, yes. Because this house is so adorable. Yes, I got to tell you, Reggie and Liz have made this house a home, and it is amazing. The address is 11766 White Horse Road. And this home is value priced, seriously, at $189,900. And it is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom home with 1,361 square feet. Now, this is a townhome, a two-story townhome, and it is part of a duplex. Okay, so it's not like a townhome when there's 10 buildings connected. It's just two. And the yard is fenced. It's also a corner lot. One of the things I like about it, because that means while you're attached to another home on one side, on the other side, it's a corner. So there is no other neighbor. Additionally, there's a street that runs behind them. So there's no neighbor behind them. So on two sides of the house, they don't have direct neighbors. So there's, of course, someone to the front and someone to the right.
And the lot extends to the side of the house as well. So it's not just
There's a side yard. It's wonderful. And it's a fenced-in backyard. So if you have fur babies that need to run around or regular babies that need to run around, there's a fenced-in yard to do that. Or maybe you just want to hang outside in your privacy. It is a privacy fence, so you can do that. There's a patio outside for grilling and chilling, and they have these posts. If you look at the picture, there's these wooden posts, and at first I was like, what is that post? And it was lights that are strung from the post to the house. So, you know, obviously they're hanging outside. They're really, really loving their home. But this home, everything is new in the last 3 years, from flooring, cabinets, faucets, tile, anything you can put in a house. The house was like gutted and redone 3 years ago. They even have quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances, cherry cabinets. I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful. And it is waiting for a new owner to come and love it. So,
now, most townhouses have HOAs and CDD fees.
No, this one does not.
That's right.
Yes.
That's the point.
And part of it is the age of it, right? Back in the 80s, we didn't have CDDs yet. They had not come into existence yet. And they didn't have HOAs. So
other big ticket items that, you know, people have to consider is the HVAC.
It's brand new in July, $5,000 they spent.
Water heater.
Yep, that was new in 17 or 18.
Plumbing.
The house was replumbed in 2018. That cost them $7,000. All of these things are done for you. This is your new home.
Okay, it's on White Horse Road.
And yes, it's off of, it goes St. John's to Alden to White Horse.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, so that's going to sell probably today.
Probably this weekend.
There'll probably be multiple offers. We're going to tell you about the results of that next Saturday. In the meantime, the Van Wees are here to tell
you
about what happened this week.
Thumbs
and we got four.
Two thumbs up. Oh, four.
Four, because
I can't see the
they're
other one.
Both here. They're live, as they always are, just
yes.
like we are.
Yes.
So stay tuned for them. We want you to have a great, healthy week. Put your mask on when you go out to the store today. God bless.